Well, what we've got going is 7 10-minute plays. Now, these are plays that won our Northern Arizona Playwriting Showcase contest this year. This is the fifth year that we have had this contest, and it has grown every year. We started our first year, we got maybe 25 submissions, and this year we got almost 60. We had a panel of judges come in and read those 60 plays and winnow it down to 7 that they thought would make a good show.
And so why 10-minute plays?
Well, 10-minute plays, they're an interesting opportunity for new playwrights, basically. It's very hard for new playwrights to break into the theater scene, you know, across the country. The 10-minute play gives people the opportunity to enter these kinds of contests, get known a little bit in the theater community across the country. From there, open the door to maybe getting a one-act play staged or a full-length play staged. These contests are actually quite popular. There's St. Louis has a very, very popular one. There's one in Washington, D.C. There's one in Santa Barbara. And I'm real excited about the one that we've got going on here in Flagstaff because it's grown every year, and I think that we're ready to start pitching to the larger national audience.
I would think writing a 10-minute play would be a whole lot harder than writing a longer one, is it?
Well, I can't say that it's harder, but I can say that it's incredibly difficult. Every word counts. Brevity is very important. Something has to happen on this stage every second. You know, the characters have to be well developed. The plot has to be interesting. There's got to be a story that engages the audience. It's a difficult animal.
So who are some of the writers of these? Any of these your students, your writing students?
You know, last year we had some NAU creative writing students who were the finalists. This year we have several of our alum from our creative writing program. Bob Reynolds, he was in the program 20 years ago. John Abramson was in the program with Bob Reynolds 20 years ago. Carrie Quinn, who teaches in the Honors College and in the Creative Writing program, she's one of the winners this year. Mary Tolan, a journalist here in town, is one of the winners. And then we have some people, a guy from Los Angeles, Seth Freeman, and Daniel Curzon, who is from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other guidelines the writers had to follow besides 10 minutes? Did it have to be on a certain theme at a certain...
No theme. We limited props. We can't ask for musical cues because we have to change the scene very quickly from play to play. It has to move very fast. It has to click along. So it's very pared down.
So this is the fifth year. It must, and you've grown, like you said, you've grown in number of submissions. It sounds like it's a pretty popular event.
I think it is. We've had standing room only crowds every year. So if you want to come early so you can get a seat. It's not expensive. We ask a $5 donation at the door, and that pays for the contest, basically.
So tell me your favorite.
Well, I don't have a favorite, but I might have a favorite after the showcase. So come to the showcase and ask me then. And then I will ask you what your favorite is and we can have a conversation.